You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
I want you to tell this story. If you can you tell much of the story about the field trip?
Sure. I mean, there's nothing horrible or horrific about it. I just feel really bad for Nicole because she was a parent volunteer, I guess you could call her, for Reed's field trip to the Children's Museum, which is a great place, a lot of fun. And she saw that they were going there, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to tag along and hang out with Reed and make sure, you know, he's having a good time at this at the museum. And so she hopped on the bus with an entire, you know, two or three kindergarten classes full of kids.
Right.
And they made their way down to the Children's Museum. And when they arrived, the teacher promptly assigned Nicole like six or seven kids to take care of. And she was like, WTF. She was just exhausted by the time she came home. I think it was a Tuesday night. And she's like, I had no idea that that's what I was in for. I was just going to hang with Reed. But now all of a sudden at the Children's Museum, which is like, you know, stimulation overload for a bunch of kindergartners, she's like, I was chasing seven kids around this place for two or three hours. Oh, and then the trek back after that on the bus, which was nuts. Those kids were nuts on the bus. She's like, I don't know if I'm going to volunteer for field trips anymore.
Is it possible for her the next time she does that to take like a flask with like some
take little sips? That might be frowned upon at the Children's Museum, Dom, but I have to go to the bathroom again.
I think that's what I would need.
It's pretty darn funny. But it kind of led into a conversation when she got home. We were talking about how field trips at that age, I think, in particular, kindergarten through maybe even like first, second, third grade, kind of a waste of time. I'm like, why do they even do it? The
totally
kids
agree.
Are just running around, acting like little idiots. They're not learning anything. They're, you know, playing grab ass with each other, and they're not learning. There's no benefit to taking a bunch of young kids out. It's just a bunch of unnecessary work, you know?
I can't help it. I know a lot of people are scoffing right now at this, but I think when they're in kindergarten, to take them on a field trip,
it's
they're
stupid.
Not absorbing anything. It's, like you said, it's a stimulation overload.
It is.
I don't know what age field trips really kick in where they're really beneficial, but I don't care because I would like to suggest that we talk about adult field trips.
That's when the field trips need to happen.
When you really would appreciate it as an adult, that's when they need to do field trips.
Yeah.
Like, look, we're gonna pull a bus up outside of Mix 100. We're going to take, say, 30, 35 adults, and we're going to go on a field trip to see how blank works.
Yes.
And I'm like, now that I would do. And you had a great suggestion when we first brought this up.
Oh, yeah, like NORAD.
Yes.
Let's take an adult field trip to NORAD. Let's see the behind the scenes of how that works,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Can you imagine that we all get in a bus and we go see that, get in through security and watch all of that?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't need to be a kid thing. That's an adult thing. You're going to think I'm stupid, but the one that kind of popped into my mind is, are you ever curious about, like, when you mail a package through UPS or FedEx or something like that, what it goes through to get to where it's going?
Yeah.
And I would like a field trip to like a UPS or FedEx sorting center and stuff like that, and walk back behind and see just the mayhem and chaos.
You see the packages when they arrive at your house, they're beat to hell. So I want to know
what's going on.
There's a lot of throwing going on, apparently.
Yeah. So I would like to, even just a postal service, just to see the sorting machines and how millions of these things are flying through. It's like, I want to do an adult field trip to see that.
Or like the Amazon warehouses that they're building. The behind the scenes there. It's like, this is when field trips would be beneficial and fun.
We had a big shot employee with Amazon reach out to us.
Yeah.
She was very kind to me. She sent me something. And I wrote back. And, buddy, I said, Jeremy and I want a behind-the-scenes
tour. I'm dying to go into one of those warehouses.
That's an adult field trip.
So let's make that happen.
And before we actually get the suggestions, Shannon, our producer, is saying that I definitely need to talk to Kylie because she wants to comment on my suggestion about going behind the scenes at, like, FedEx or UPS. Kylie, what do you want to say about that?
Okay, so I used to work at FedEx, and I'm now at UPS. You guys don't ever want to go and see what your packages go through.
I knew it! I knew it!
I have seen clothes shredded through, like, conveyors. I mean, it is bad. I've seen packages completely torn open.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to happen. You're dealing with millions upon millions of packages.
But it seems to happen quite often. Like, I received one the other day that was, like, duct taped shut. Like, something happened at the facility.
Well, we have a classic moment on the show where, in fact, there's a video that's still on our Facebook page of when I'd ordered a pair of pants from Nordstrom.
Right.
And it came from one of those big delivery people. And the box was not only destroyed, what we laughed about were the tire marks that ran down the length of the box.
They ran over
my pants.
Yes. I've seen tire marks, footprints. There's been blood. I mean, you don't want to.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now I want to see it even more, actually. Listen, I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Bye.
You too.
And listen, I tip my cap to all the people who work for all
They're working their butts off.
I'm saying millions of packages. You know stuff's got to happen. Here's Diane. Good morning, Diane. Where do you want to go on an adult field trip?
I would definitely love to take a tour of the Broncos Stadium or, like, the Coors Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can do those. You know, I know at Coors Field you can. Do they allow?
You just walk around. Like,
no, I think,
what else is there to see?
I think during the off season, because I think what Diane's probably talking about is behind the scenes, like in the locker rooms and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah. I know I'm never going to get to, like, the box seats at all because I'm too poor, but like I just love to go see them.
Go sit up there and pretend.
All the training rooms where they, you know, they have to get wrapped, and that would be actually pretty cool.
All right.
Good for you. Diane, listen, one of these days you will be in one of the suites. I promise you, okay?
Thank you. Are you guys going to pay for it for me?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Wait a minute, huh?
We'll take it.
Wait.
Have a great day, Diane.
Bye, Diane.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Here's Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Doesn't an adult field trip sound like fun?
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Where would you like to go?
I want to do a behind the scenes of the airport.
Oh, yeah. Get down in all those tunnels and stuff.
We got a Facebook message from a listener saying the same thing, to see how the baggage handling systems go. Go up in the control tower.
See the alien base underneath it and all the bunkers for the president.
Right.
All that stuff.
Andrew, thank you for the
There's
call.
Aliens buried under it, right?
That's what we've heard. Here's Kim. Good morning, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Adult field trip. Where?
Coors Brewery to see how the beer is actually made from the beginning.
Well, you know, you can go out there and do that, though.
Do they allow you to see everything from the beginning?
I've actually never done that tour, but I would imagine, Rocky Mountain water?
From the beginning? Yeah, you mean to, like, dipping a pail into a stream? Is that what you're talking about?
Why not?
Planting the hops or picking them? You know, it's like, how far back do you want to go, Kim?
And let's be honest, the reason people go on brewery tours, yeah, you kind of want to see how it's bottled and stuff like that. That's cool. But you know, at the end, you get the samples, and that's why people. That's why people go.
The very end should be the urinal. That's the end.
So I'm not a beer drinker whatsoever, but I think it's very interesting how things are actually made, and we don't think about the details.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Into it.
Yeah, that's the idea. Well, good for you. Thank you. I'd also kind of like to go to, like, Stranahan's.
Go
Stranahan's and see how they make the whiskey.
Yep, totally.
Can we get that set up?
That should be easy.
We
drink it on the air all the time.
Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right. Adult field trip. What do you got?
This isn't too exciting for a lot of people, but I think it would be really fun if all the moms in the school parking lot met and got on the bus and went and saw Bad Moms.
You know what, Jen? That's not lame. My wife would do that. She would so do that. And you could all sneak in those little bottles of wine in your purses, you know?
Absolutely.
Sounds like a damn good time to me. Can I go, though, even though it's a bunch of women? Can I go with you?
Oh, of course. They may have to drop us off down the street, though. We're coming back.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Good for you. I'm glad you called. You have a great Thursday, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
I appreciate you guys. Those were good ideas.
Great ones.
There you go. Adult field trips here on the Dom and Jeremy Show.